So as the Baba was saying, this is the place of Srila Rupa Goswami. We had an interesting opportunity to touch the Radha Govindaji temple, the old temple, but we didn't get a chance to actually take darshan of Radha Govinda. So somehow or other, by divine arrangement of Vrinda Devi, she has inspired us to come here to get the darshan of Srila Rupa Goswami. So these are very, very, very old trees, very sacred trees, called pilu trees. And you can see how, as Baba was describing, they bowed down, touched the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. And these trees have been here for a very, very, very long time. And previously, next door to here, we'll go over there, there were many, many kadamba trees. But due to the effect of the water of Braj being very salty and other reasons, those trees have now disappeared from our vision. We should know that in all of these places, what we see with our eyes isn't actually what's here. And that's a funny feeling, because we're used to seeing with our eyes. It makes sense to us that what I see, I believe. There's a saying, what I can see or prove is real. So what I can't prove, I can't see it, it's not real. It's just somebody's imagination. But when we come to Braj, we have to put that aside. We put that kind of, we leave that packed up in Delhi, that idea. You can pick it up when you go back to the airport. But here, we have to accept that what I can see is not what it seems to be. Everything in Vrindavan is not what it seems to be with my eyes. And if we hold that view when we come to these places, like here, Srila Rupa Goswami's place, we can seek for some heart-changing mercy from Srila Rupa Goswami. So he would sit under the kadamba trees and he would write. And when he was writing, his transcendental moods and emotions in his heart was perceived and experienced by the trees themselves. Because the trees are so elevated in consciousness. He's so elevated. So when he's writing something about Radha and Krishna are separated from each other, something in that mood, the trees, the leaves would suddenly dry and they'd fall down like rain. And when he would be writing in his transcendental vision, when he's writing about how Radha and Krishna are meeting, the trees could perceive it and they would start to offer new shoots and new leaves. So we don't see this. We've never seen this, that somebody sits under a tree and a tree loses and gains leaves according to the thoughts and the perception of the person who's sitting there. But this is actually the extraordinary nature of this particular place, Tirukadamba. And this Bhajan Kutir is in the care of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, both this Baba and the other Baba who's elderly to him. They're coming in the line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So there's a kind of bond that's formed because we are also in the same mood and mind set. So we can appreciate who is Srila Rupa Goswami and what he has given to the world, literally, in his writing. So Baba was saying that here he wrote Upadeshamrita. He also wrote the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu here, and other literature possibly here as well. And he would travel from here, wandering here and there. He was also aware and responsible for the upkeep of the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. This was his bhajan place. So bhajan means he's moving here, there, and everywhere. In his endeavor to uncover again what are the places of Krishna's Leela so they can be known to the people in the future, which is us, and thereafter. So he wrote, he wandered around, these were the things he was asked to do, to excavate Vrindavan, to find the places of Krishna's pastimes, to write books on the science of bhakti so that we have something authoritative to check ourselves against so we can move forward, to establish deities, and to spread, preach, and teach the teachings of Chaitanya to the world. So we're here as a result. So we're amazingly fortunate. We've all come from different places, different stages of life, and no two of us are the same. And we've been brought here. So I heard a very nice comment. I think it came originally from Sachinandan Swami, because he's a very happy, playful soul, transcendental soul. So he was saying that this is Ter Kadamba. This is where Krishna would climb up the top of the Kadamba tree. And with his flute, which Baba was showing, he didn't need a mobile phone. He had a flute. And that flute was so powerful that he'd play his flute, and people would come from all over Braj when they heard it. The animals would come. The old people would hear that flute, and they would be stunned by the beauty of the flute. And Krishna knew which note to play to attract which class of people. So when he played the fifth note, the special note, the gopis would hear their names. They wouldn't hear the flute only, they would hear as if, oh, Lalite, oh, Vishakhi, come, come. And so here, Krishna would call using his flute. And Sachinandan Swami tells us that we also must have all been called to Ter Kadamba by the mercy of Krishna. Otherwise, how would we have thought to come here at all? We could be anywhere else at this time. Particularly in this mundane festive time, when people go on holidays here and there and there and here, they want to see the landscape, they want to enjoy some pleasure, and you've all come here to Krishna's pleasure ground. But the difference is Krishna's pleasure grounds mean that we all give Krishna pleasure, and the worldly pleasure grounds, we're trying to actually receive pleasure from the environment in which we're in. So we're here, and we're very, very, very fortunate to be here under the pilu trees. When I first came here, there was none of this here. It was only sand. And because it was down quite a few layers, so the trees look much bigger. Now they've been brought up and leveled so that it's a much more civilized experience. But these trees have been here for a very long time. There's a kund here, which has been widened by the Baba. It was previously two sections. So if anyone has an opportunity, a facility to take some water, this is a good place to take it. And if you're looking for leaves for your collection, unfortunately these leaves are very big. There's over this side there's some gum trees, Australian trees. It was funny, I came here and I collected some of the leaves, big ones, and I wrote something on them. I thought, I really actually can't give this to anyone because they'll think I cheated and bought it from Australia. Because this is Margosa trees there, native to Australia. But there are other trees, and you can do the pikram around this kund and see if you find any peacock feathers, little peacock feathers, any little gifts of any kind that you can keep in your care. Hare Krishna, Baba. How will we give?
I'll give.
He gave
you
sample.
That's for you, he'll give
everyone.
Oh, thank you.
I will be coming
here
especially for you.
Yes, we do.